Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Cazera is here. Greg is the president, CEO of Learned Leadership. He was formerly president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association. His books include Just the Fracks, Ma'am, and Learned Leadership, and he's an engineer and an environmentalist. He's a member of our Brain Trust, and he's here to talk to us about a topic that's very important for us and the implications thereof. Greg Cazera, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Greg, I remember the OPEC oil embargo of the 70s. You probably don't remember that. You're too young to remember that.
Oh, yes, I do. I remember the gas lines, and we thought it was horrific when we were paying over a dollar for gasoline. Yeah.
Well, and worse than that, we felt like we were being held hostage.
Oh, we were.
I remember feeling like we were under assault.
You know, that's something, as Americans, I don't think we want to be controlled by anybody. I mean, let's
we broke away
from England for that very reason.
We didn't like that. It wasn't just the cost of the oil. It was that those people were messing with our lives. They were opening and closing a spigot that we needed, and I didn't like the way that felt.
You know, and it's amazing. We lived with that for, geez, how many decades?
Well, we lived with it for a long time, and not to the degree that it was in the mid-70s, but for decades, as you say. We were jerked around by OPEC.
And, you know, that's what excites me because, you know, in the last 10 years, thanks to our technology, our creativity, horizontal drilling, hydraulic fracturing, we've opened up these reservoirs to be a world-class oil and gas producer. Matter of fact, the United States, a lot of people don't realize that we're the number three oil producer in the world, but we're the number one natural gas producer. And when you put oil and gas together, we've been the leading producer for the last 5 years. I mean, going back to your, you can think of the days of OPEC.
Yep.
And OPEC, can you imagine what they're feeling right now? Is they can't control us. And I love it.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's because it's not that their model is a bad model. It's just that we changed the rules. Right?
Well, you're right. And when we became, oil is a global commodity. And natural gas is getting that way, too, because we're able to liquefy it and ship it all over the world. And, you know, matter of fact, a lot of your listeners may not realize that, you know, we heard all this stuff about Trump and Russia, and I'm thinking, what a bunch of hooey, because the last thing Putin would ever want would be Trump as president, someone that's going to promote U.S.
Right.
oil and gas production.
That's exactly right. I've never understood people thinking that Putin would want Trump. Putin wants the most radical whack job greenie in the White House in the world.
It's right, exactly. And you know what's cool? It's been I think 3 weeks now that, and we got more coming. But we sent our first shipment of oil, or not oil, natural gas liquids. And LNG. We sent it to Poland.
Huh.
Putin supplied Poland and Eastern Europe and most of Europe natural gas at his whim, at his cost.
He's got a pipe to them,
right? And he's got a monopoly. And all of a sudden, 3 weeks ago, the U.S. shows up in Warsaw with natural gas. Can you imagine how Putin feels like?
Let me tell you another quick thing about Poland. Poland is, of the Eastern European countries, is more like America than any of them. It also is one of the few countries in NATO that is actually paying its own way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Their government is very much like ours, in other words, to the degree that it can be in that part of the world. But they really are thinking, they think a lot the way we do. And so good for us for trading with those guys. And that's the kind of that's the kind of economic, what's the word I want to use? The economic, not warfare, but that's the kind of economic
power.
Pressure we can put on somebody like Putin. We don't want to go to war with Putin. We just want to beat him back so he has to behave himself economically.
They're a
one trick pony over there in Russia, aren't they, Greg?
Pardon?
They're a one trick pony in Russia.
They are. They're limited as what they can do.
They got petroleum, basically, right?
But that is. They are the leading.
I mean, they got timber and some other things, but mostly they're paying the bills with oil and gas.
Right. They're not a manufacturing nation. That's true. And can you imagine when oil went from $100 a barrel to 50? And we did that. The United States.
Yep.
Because we're the number three oil producer. And nobody's close to us on that level. So we created that issue where all of a sudden we threw our oil onto the world market, cut the price, and can you imagine what that did in Russia when they were getting $100 a barrel for the oil,
right.
Now they're getting 50. Oh my God, what a deal.
What?
So that's doing wonderful things for us here, because what we're doing now, because of low oil prices, low natural gas prices, the things that Trump was talking about, he talked about trade. But what he didn't really talk about is our low energy prices, Jim, are bringing industry back to this country in places like the Mid-Ohio Valley, we call
Preston
now. We're seeing petrochemical industry come back. We're seeing manufacturing come back. And that's good that's big business. But all those big businesses create business for small business.
Right. How much of this shift can be attributed directly to fracking?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Really?
Wait.
I want to make sure that we slow down and get this specific. You're saying that 100% of the United States becoming one of the world's leaders in petroleum production and the leader in natural gas and all the things that's happened that we're talking about has come as a result of fracking.
Absolutely.
Not offshore drilling or anything like that from fracking.
Well, it's the combination of, we've been drilling horizontally for 20, 30 years. We've been fracking for 70 years. But when we put those two technologies together, when you drill horizontally, and Jim, this is what's exciting. We can drill in places here in the Northeast where I live. They're drilling down 8,000 feet and underground. Horizontally, 3 miles. Now,
wow.
Can you imagine what that looks like?
Wow.
Now, you frack that well multiple times, and some of these, you're talking, if 3 miles, my God, you're probably talking 100 fracks.
And we just scratched the surface in the United States on that.
Nobody touches, man.
We're going to talk about some other implications of this after these messages with our good friend Greg Cazera. Don't forget, his books are Just the Fracks, Ma'am, and Learn.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.